Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
If you look online, you'll see me chasing Babs out of the studio.
Yeah.
I was trying to get her on camera because Babs came in here with the full-on glam.
Yes.
Which we never see. And so I'm like, yo, like, tell me the truth. Did you stay out all night? She's like, well, I was at Sky last night because she was out there with Boosie.
Mm-hmm.
And So she went in and she said, I slept with my head straight up because I didn't want to mess up my makeup because I got home late. So she truly took a nap.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little quick one.
She took like a little disco nap and came in here to do the work. And I'm like, girl, you been out in the streets. Did you go home? Like, because you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you end up just laying where you lay.
You're just out.
Yeah, you're outside. But she then told me, apparently Boosie is charging $150 for pictures.
Yeah. What's up with the artist doing
that? That's a new five now.
Wow,
like, so
that's
you gotta get because what was it?
Lotto. Oh my gosh, sorry. $200.
Lotto was charging $200.
Yeah. Chris Brown's charging a stack. $1,000.
But that's different.
It's not different.
That's a normal meet and greet thing. Justin Bieber, all artists kind of.
You're not going to get much more than just a photo.
Ariana Grande was charged $750 for hers. I remember that.
Dang.
But and honestly, it had to be 500 people in there.
Mm.
Like she went through a whole.
Wow,
I remember when I was back there when they would do a sound check. There was probably 400 people at least. That were down there waiting to watch. They got to watch the sound check, the whole thing. Then afterwards, she came back to the back, and they had pipe and draping. And then you had to come through, and you get to take a picture with her. And so you got to see her warm up and get all the, you know, behind the scenes. But then got a picture, and that was it. Chris Brown's is different because he does whatever it is you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want him to propose to you, he'll get down on his knee. If you want to twerk for him and bend over in front of him, he'll get behind
prom
you.
Photo.
Yeah.
You know, prom photo
sit
or whatever. Whatever. Sit
yeah.
on his yeah. Sit on his whatever.
Yeah.
He's down because it's like $1,000. Because somebody told me if you do 100 people per date, because he has like 40 dates across the country.
Yeah.
If you do literally 100 people at $1,000. That's $100,000. So after 10 dates, you've amassed a million.
Well, and I just did the quick math on Ariana Grande. You said it was $750.
Yeah, 400
folks. I did it times 500.
Yeah, 500.
$375,000.
Oh,
per date.
Extra.
Extra. And you ain't got to do nothing but just take
photos
with people.
Yeah, maybe get COVID and then get better.
Well, I mean, and that's the big thing because a lot of this stopped because of COVID because they didn't want just the influx of everybody else coming in there with all of their little germicles.
I remember when Justin Bieber had to cancel his because the parents kept complaining that he was smelling like weed.
Yeah.
He was.
Because they were still thinking floppy hair, 12-year-old Justin Bieber and
Justin
his 20-year-old bang comb.
Yeah. Justin Bieber was loud. He was loud. I remember
he was going through a phase at that point, too.
Yeah.
He thought he was in a gang.
That's back when he was hanging out with Molly Mall.
Yeah.
When he was egging houses and
stuff?
Yeah,
he was getting...
That's back when Molly Mall gave him that monkey
that he was rolling around with. That's right.
And then Mall in Vegas, there was a bunch of friends of mine. They were like, yo, guess who just walked in and they took my phone? It was Justin Bieber. They basically were... It was everybody in the house. Everybody had their phones. And then all of a sudden, some people came. And then somebody came in and whispered to Mall and said, hey... He walked around with a picnic basket, and he's like, hey, I need your phones. And so everybody's like, what are you talking about? We've been here for a couple hours. What are you talking about? Quit playing. He's like, well, somebody's getting ready to come in, and we don't really want, you know, whatever.
Smart.
And so walked around. Everybody put their phones in a picnic basket, and then Justin Bieber walked in and walked right over to the bar and did whatever was on the bar and had a good time.
Damn.
He got very Ann Hesh.
Those are the good days.
Oh, yeah.
He got very Booger Sugar.
Wow. Yeah.
And he didn't want anybody to see it.
And that's what his meet and greet was like.
You smell like outside. Yeah. So, oh, man, 150. Would you pay for $150 to take a picture with Boosie?
Yes, yeah. I would.
You would?
I think so.
No.
The
answer is no for me.
Meredith do certain things for street cred.
I do.
That's what she do. She's like, I'll put that thing up, and that thing will get me off a couple sides of town.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.